With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans are today being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling with funding cuts for food stamps and other programs with no end in sight. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown, because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top-ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York, and they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondami disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed. They're going full Marxist and socialist. It is a dangerous turn, but they show no signs of letting up on that. And meanwhile, we're trying to apply common sense and govern for the people.
Speaker Johnson's entire this week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The details have yet to be spelled out, but there could be a Senate test vote today on a revised proposal to end the shutdown, the longest ever. Republican Senator John Hoeven, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
It's very important that we get enough of the Democrats to join us and pass the CR so we can open up government and get to work on those appropriations bills. And of course, that's what is vitally important for all those Americans out there that are being adversely affected by this shutdown.
Federal air safety investigators looking into the maintenance history of that cargo plane crashed and burned in Louisville, Kentucky this week. The updated death toll, 13. 9 people still unaccounted for. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 90 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle has begun in Chicago.
The city's Board of Education will not allow student teachers from the Moody Bible Institute to participate in student teacher programs in the public schools. The board says it won't work with Moody because the Christian school won't hire homosexuals or people of other faiths. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit saying that, quote, by excluding Moody for its religious beliefs, Chicago Public Schools is illegally injecting itself into a religious nonprofit's hiring practices. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese church in Salt Lake City, Utah, has uncovered a century-old snapshot of a once vibrant neighborhood, now mostly gone. Elders at the 101-year-old Japanese Church of Christ, one of just two remaining buildings in what used to be called Japantown, have opened a time capsule hidden in a wall of the church when it was first built in 1924. The box contained a number of items, including hand-sewn flags. This is SRN News. A former Virginia teacher shot by a first-grade student in 2023 wins a lawsuit against a former school administrator.
We, the jury, on the issues joined, find in favor of the plaintiff, Abigail Zwerner, and assess her damages at $10 million.
The lawsuit accused an administrator of ignoring warnings that a six-year-old student had a gun before the teacher was shot. Jurors returned the verdict against Ebony Parker, a former assistant principal at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. Abby Zwerner was shot in January 2023. A bullet damaged her left hand and remains in her chest. Parker was the only defendant in the lawsuit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The world's richest man has a chance to become history's first trillionaire. Tesla shareholders have voted to give Tesla CEO Elon Musk Tesla stock worth $1 trillion if he hits certain performance targets over the coming decade. More details at SRNNews.com.